This is the mountain meditation, an exercise used by many mindfulness teachers. It cultivates the inner strength and stability to find various types of happiness, including peace of mind, contentment, well-being, and even joy, amidst the constantly changing conditions of life. This version takes about 10 minutes. To begin, sit in a comfortable position that feels relaxed yet alert, with your back relatively straight, but not stiff or tense, and your hands resting comfortably. If you can, allow your spine to be self-supporting rather than leaning against the back of a chair. Close your eyes or gaze softly at a spot on the floor. For a few moments, observe the sensations and movements as the breath goes in and out of your body, allowing the breath to go at its own pace and rhythm. Now imagine a large, beautiful mountain. It might be a mountain you've seen before, or it might be an imaginary mountain. Picture it as best you can. Notice the mountain's peak, perhaps with snow on it or with rocks showing through the snow. Notice the sides of the mountain. There may be trees growing or sheep grazing, or perhaps the slopes are snow-covered. Notice that the base of the mountain is solidly embedded in the earth. The mountain is stable, unmoving, and beautiful. Now imagine that a wizard granted you a wish, and you wished to become the mountain. Now you are the mountain, and you share its qualities. You are solidly rooted, still, stable, large, dignified, and beautiful. Your head is the top of the mountain and has a wide view of the surrounding area. Your shoulders and arms are the sides of the mountain, and your lower body is the base, firmly embedded in your chair or the floor. Your spine is straight, just as the mountain seems to reach for the sky, yet it isn't straining, it is simply being itself. And now, as you're sitting here, notice that during each day, the sun and clouds move across the sky, making patterns of light, shadows, and colors that are constantly changing. As the sun moves below the horizon, the sky becomes dark and stars emerge. The moon may appear. The stars and the moon also move across the sky. Sometimes the moon is full, sometimes it's a tiny crescent. Sometimes the stars are numerous and bright, at other times they're hidden by clouds. In summer, there may be no snow at all on the mountain, or perhaps there's only snow at the very top, or in deep crevices where the sun can't reach it. In autumn, the trees on the mountain become brightly colored, and then gradually lose their leaves, which fall to the ground and turn brown. In winter, the mountain is covered with snow and ice. In spring, flowers bloom all over the mountainsides. Leaves emerge on the trees, the birds sing, the snow melts, and the streams are overflowing with melted snow. In any season, the mountain may be covered with clouds, fog, or rain. In any season, there may be violent storms with powerful wind, lightning, thunder, rain, snow, or sleet. People may come to look at the mountain. Sometimes they talk about how beautiful it is, how majestic, or how inspiring. At other times, they complain that there are too many tourists on the mountain, or that the weather is too cold, cloudy, stormy, or wet to enjoy the mountain that day. None of this makes any difference to the mountain, which remains beautiful and majestic and strong, regardless of the changing conditions. The mountain continues to sit, simply being itself, whether anyone sees it or whether they like what they see. No matter the season or the weather, the mountain is itself, stable, unwavering, and strong. Practicing mindfulness teaches us to develop the qualities of the mountain: stillness, rootedness, stability, and simply being ourselves, although many things in our lives are constantly changing. We all have times of light and darkness, calm and storms, intensity and dullness. The thoughts and feelings that we experience, the emotional storms and crises, the periods of joy and excitement, are all like weather on the mountain. This doesn't mean that we ignore the weather, deny it, or pretend it isn't there. We observe the weather in all of its variations. We accept the weather for what it is. We know that the mountain is not the weather. The mountain remains while the weather comes and goes. The mountain continues to be itself. Continue to sit and breathe for another minute or so, contemplating the lessons that can be learned from the mountain. Then the bell will ring, and that will be the end of the exercise.